good morning on this Tuesday morning on July the 31st, 2012. Thank you for being with us today. Thank you for choosing to take this time out of your day and to be with us, and also to bring glory to the Father. As we worship today and as we hear the Word together, may it do that. May it glorify the Father. May everything that we do today glorify the Father. I want to start with Matthew 13 this morning. And this is just a couple of short verses, but let these sink into your spirit this morning. Starting in verse 44, it says, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, when a man found and covered up." I'm sorry, I'm going to repeat that again. "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it." We're given two parables here, one about this man finding a treasure hidden in a field and in his joy goes and sells everything that he has to get this field. Then we have the person, this merchant of pearls, who when he finds a pearl of great value, again, sells all that he has and buys it. You know, I got an email this morning from some dear friends of mine in Bulgaria who have done this. In their joy for the gospel and the gospel being spread, that they have literally sold all that they had and went to a foreign country in Bulgaria and are proclaiming the gospel there. You know, today, as we start this day, wherever we are, whether we are in Pineville or Bulgaria or Uganda or wherever that you are at, you know, is this your joy? Is the kingdom of God your joy? Is Jesus your joy this morning? Is he your priceless treasure? Is Jesus your pearl of great value? I pray that he is today for us, and that we would treasure him as such. You know, even as we're listening today, he is here and present wherever we are at. It says where two or more are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst of them. So let's not let this moment pass us by, but let us seek the Father this morning. Let us treat him like the most valuable of treasure, because he is worthy of our worship and our praise. It says in Hosea that let us press on to know him, and as surely as the coming of the sun, he will respond. Jesus, thank you for responding us today in your fullness. Lord, today, Lord, you are our treasure. Oh, Lord, you are our treasure. Lord, we hold you up in the highest esteem. Lord, we hold you up in the highest place of our hearts. Lord, may anything else this morning be torn down from our hearts. Things that would seek to elevate themselves up before you in our lives. Lord, reveal those things to us this morning. Lord, stand in your rightful place in our hearts. Lord, for you have bought and proclaimed ownership over our hearts. Oh, Lord, we love you today. Lord, we express that through song. This is my desire to honor you. Oh Lord, this is our prayer today. Send us out with me. This is my desire.
This is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart, I worship you.
All that I have,
all I have within me, to be beautiful.
Today. Lord, show us more of your glory and your goodness today. Lord, I ask that you would keep our hearts and our minds from sin. Lord, thank you that you have given us, by your Spirit, the power to withstand temptation in our life. Lord, I pray this over my brothers and sisters this morning, that you would give them the power to withstand the schemes of the enemy in their life, that sin would not find its way into our hearts and to our actions, oh, that we would be led by your Spirit today, and that we would follow your Spirit's leading. Thank you for being our treasure today, Jesus. We love you, and we run and pursue you for the rest of today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen.